Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 34, where we're going to talk about what about the competition. I consider myself to be a fairly competitive person, and I've, you know, done different races. I've done some triathlons, sprint, and a couple Olympic distance. And it was always about pushing myself. I'd pick someone ahead of me and think, if I could just push a little bit farther. And competition is great in the sense that you can push yourself and drive yourself a little further, but it's not about beating someone. I picked them as a milestone that I could push farther and push myself farther. So competition is one of those driving forces that could either serve you or can stall you. And first of all, let's get things straight. There's 7 billion people on this planet, and you alone cannot serve all of them, nor can I. And nor do you want to, because some people are just not the right fit for what you're doing. You want to be really clear and focused on who you want to serve and what you want to accomplish. But there's some things about competition I just wanted to chat about today. So competition can be a good thing. What happens when people start competing or looking at their competition? Just take a moment to think about that. Competition keeps you on your toes because you're always looking for ways to improve and innovate and be on the cutting edge. Who doesn't want to be known as the cutting edge leader? Competition pushes you to see how well you do under pressure. Your performance gets fine-tuned, and your productivity often can skyrocket. The value that comes out of competition is the ability to step back and learn from our competitors. Take time to learn what they're doing well, and also learn what they're not doing well. What do you need to be doing differently to get similar results, but remember, in your own style? Malcolm X said, "Anytime you find someone more successful than you are, especially when you're both engaged in the same business, you know they're doing something that you're not." Pay attention to that. When you have competition, it forces you to step outside of that comfort zone that's so comfy, so you don't get too comfortable to the point that you get complacent. Complacency leads to decreased effort and motivation, and it could really kill your business and whatever you're working on. Because when there's competition, this could mean that you're truly onto something. There's a demand in the marketplace, so why not you? What will you do to stand out from the crowd and create that memorable experience for your customer so that you are the one that they choose? Where competition gets bad is when you start comparing yourself with the viewpoint of lack of what you have to offer. If you start thinking and believing your competition is better than you, you will lose motivation, not put in the effort. You're just going to say, well, why bother? When you start thinking this way, you start creating these imaginary obstacles and roadblocks that stand in your way from moving forward and actually stall you. This is where you could be self-sabotaging your own success. Jeff Bezos commented that if we keep our competition focused on us while we stay focused on our customer, ultimately we'll turn out all right. You start focusing too much on your competition, and you can improve the fact versus beating someone, focus on your own business and what you're working on versus, I gotta beat them. Focus on why you're there, who you're serving. Because this can be detrimental. Because you're going to be not in line with your why if you focus on just trying to beat someone. What also happens when some people get into a competitive state is that they feel if they can't win or be their best, they don't put in the effort because they feel that there's no point. These people tend to focus on the prize rather than focusing on improving to become their personal best. Don't let the competition get you down. What I want you to do is use this to fuel you. So here's the thing. Get to know your competition. Again, what are they doing well? What are they not doing well? What makes them currently stand out? The more you learn about your competition, the more you will learn about yourself and how you can better position yourself. Also, know your avatar. Know who your ideal client is and how you can best serve them. The more you know about them, the more you can serve their needs and be the solution to any of their problems. Increase your marketing efforts. You want more people to know about you? You need to increase your marketing efforts to get more exposure. No matter what the economic climate is, when people have been seen in marketing materials or have heard testimonials about working with you, when markets turn or whatever happens, people are going to be more likely to work with you based on what they know and hear, and even based on referral. Ensure that you have testimonials available on your website and on your marketing materials. Testimonials build trust. Collaborate with others to be stronger. Look for ways to collaborate with them. You do not have to grow your business all alone. You look for people who complement your services and how you can join forces in marketing and promotion. Show up as at your best. First impressions are long-lasting and they count. So look for ways to update your image. You are your brand. What do you want people to remember about you? Step it up a notch. Sometimes to be on the cutting edge in your industry, you need to put those blinders on. You need to stop focusing and comparing yourself to the competition, attempting to learn from them instead. If you think you're beaten, you already are. It is time to build that unstoppable mindset in which you believe strongly in your own personal mastery, on being on the top of your game. Use competition to fuel you. Focus on competition entirely is not sustainable. Focus on improving yourself, and as the saying goes, be so good that they cannot ignore you. That's what about the competition? So whenever you hear somebody say, well, what about the competition? Think of this podcast. Share this podcast with others when they're starting to talk to you about competition. And also listen to some of our other podcasts. Because you can be on your competitive edge when you focus on just improving what you are doing. Don't worry about that they're this far much farther ahead than you. Things can turn around in a marketplace at any time. And when people are ready, they will choose you because you are a person of character, you're going to be a person of integrity, and you're going to show up as your best because you will know who you're serving and you'll remember your why. Thank you so much for listening to episode 34, What About the Competition? You know, we couldn't have this podcast without you. You are the driving force behind this podcast and making it so incredible. We would love for you to share this show with as many people as you can, helping improve the lives of others so that they can live rich from the inside out. Subscribe to us at The Millionaire Woman Show. Drop us an email at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. And if you'd like to grab the show notes, please go over to themillionairewoman.com/podcast. We would love to hear from you, check out the rest of the site and sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss out on all the great things that are going on in our world here at the Millionaire Woman Show. Stay tuned for your next episode and be the change you wish to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi said, and go out and make today great. Talk to you soon, everybody.